Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this second Sunday after Pentecost, all over the world, the Orthodox Church honors the saints of their respective countries. So the Russian Church would honor the saints of Russia, the Romanian Church, the saints of Romania, and so forth. And now, for us, we honor the saints of America today. And when we read the lives of the saints, we see that they were really the leaders of our Holy Apostolic Church. You know, we hear about the 12 apostles and how they went over all the world to preach the gospel and establish the church everywhere. And down through the centuries, we've heard of many of the great missionaries of our faith, St. Cyril and Methodius, for example, who taught the Slavic peoples, or how St. Nina spread the faith all over the country of Georgia, not Georgia in the southeast where Atlanta is, but Georgia in where Russia is. So who are those saints and righteous ones who brought the Orthodox faith to America? Well, we have some here in our church. Does anybody know where some of the saints of America might be found? David, would you do me a favor and point to... There's one right there. There's St. Innocent of Alaska on that side. And on this very end over here, all the way in the corner, is St. Herman of Alaska. And in this other corner is St. John Maximovich. So those are, just to name a few, there's three of the saints of our American faith, American Orthodox Church. And Saints Herman and Innocent all came from Russia and converted many Native Americans up in the regions of Alaska. St. Innocent would get in his kayak and paddle out to these islands where these Native Americans were, and all kinds of miraculous things would happen. One time he was... going to preach the gospel, and it's a little bit dangerous up there, to be traveling in a small, tiny kayak with big waves and everything. It's not to mention it's very cold, and they didn't have REI in those days, so he didn't have nice Gore-Tex, jackets. So they wore sealskin jackets that were kind of rancid, so they didn't smell very good, but they kept you dry and warm. So this is the kind of guy St. Innocent was, and so he gets to the shore of this island, and here's all these Native Americans standing there waiting for him. And he's a little puzzled, he gets to the shore and he says, "How did you know I was coming?" And they said, "Well, our wise man told us about you." And it turns out that there had been, they were pagans, and so they had this shaman who was on their island and was kind of like their spiritual leader. And apparently a couple of angels had visited this shaman and started to teach them the Christian faith. And so those angels told St. Innocent, told them that St. Innocent would be coming. So St. Innocent asked them if he could meet, he talked to the shaman, asked if he could meet these angels, and he said, "Well, I'll ask him." So he asked the angels, and they said, "What does he want to meet with me for? We're just teaching the same things he's teaching." So finally, St. Innocent wrote a letter to back to Russia to ask the blessing to, meet these angels. Well, in those days, a letter took about a year to get back from Alaska to Moscow, and then it took another year to get back the other way to get the response. So it took quite a while. He did get the blessing to talk to the angels, but by then they were gone, so it was a little bit late. But he evangelized many of these Native Americans, and as did St. Herman. He took care of the Tlingit Indians and Aleuts on the island of Spruce Island, which is off the coast of Kodiak, and worked many miracles there. St. John of San Francisco and Shanghai also came from Russia and built the church that he's seen holding in the icon there. And he was a great wonder worker. And his incorrupt relics are in the Russian church in San Francisco to this day, where anyone can go make a pilgrimage and see them. I think that probably most of you have seen an old movie called It's a Wonderful Life, right? Has anybody not seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Oh, Vincent hasn't seen it. All right. Well, I'm sure your mom and dad will show it to you at some point. But there's a scene in which the character George Bailey, played by actor Jimmy Stewart, is having all kinds of problems. And at one point he says, "I just wish I'd never been born." And his guardian angel, who's with him at this point, helps this actually to happen. He says, "You got your wish. You've never been born." So now he gets to see what the world would look like if he had never been born. And since he'd done many good deeds, all kinds of good things happened, and he helped many people. So after this wish takes place, and he really was never born, he sees that this nice quiet town he had lived in has been turned into a den of iniquity, and since he hadn't been there to help, many of his friends and loved ones ended up in a bad way. In the same way, we can only imagine what the Orthodox faith in America might have looked like if God had not given us these saints and righteous ones. And let's remember that they're still very much with us. They're not just here with us on the icons on the walls of our church, but they're really there in heaven, and they're praying and interceding for us. And we can also ask their help in prayer as well. And so today's gospel about Christ calling Peter, Andrew, James, and John is very appropriate, because in a way these American saints were the successors to these apostles. At first glance, the gospel doesn't seem like it means too much. I mean, okay, Jesus called the apostles, we kind of know that. But some of the Holy Fathers could see a deeper meaning in this gospel. St. Gregory the Great observed that at this point in time, these future apostles had not seen any miracles of Jesus, nor had they heard any of his teaching, and yet at a single command, they forgot everything they seemed to possess. And he sees in their willingness to leave their families, possessions, and fishing business an example to us all to care more about following Christ than following just or pursuing the things of the world. St. Theophylact says it appears that the reason that James and John left their father Zebedee was actually because Zebedee really did not believe in Christ. And St. Theophylact says this is an example of how we must put God even before our own families sometimes if they become an impediment to our faith. And so, even so, Christ calls each one of us to follow him according to our particular calling and ability. And so, while he may not be calling us to be apostles in the same way that he called, you know, Peter and Andrew, James and John, nevertheless, he still calls us to follow him through whatever manner of life he's been pleased to bless us with. Back in about the 6th century, there was a saint whose name was John Climacus, who wrote the book The Ladder of Divine Ascent, and every Lent we honor him on the 4th Sunday. And one time, someone came to him and asked him, how could a person who lives in the world and has a family and many social cares and responsibilities live a spiritual way of life and work out their salvation? And of course, St. John was a great ascetic and, you know, fasted and prayed a great deal and so forth. And so here's what he told the layperson. He said, do all the good that you can. Do not speak evil of anyone. Do not steal from anyone. Do not lie to anyone. Do not be arrogant towards anyone. Do not hate anyone. Do not be absent from the divine services. Be compassionate to the needy. Do not offend anyone. Do not wreck another man's domestic happiness. And be content with what your own wives can give you. And if you behave in this way, you will not be far from the kingdom of heaven. So in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, let this be our guide and our rule. And as St. Herman of Alaska once said, for our good, for our happiness, at least let us make a promise to ourselves that from this day, from this hour, from this minute, we shall strive to love God above all and fulfill his holy will. Holy Saints of America, pray to God for us.